There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Okay, this is Springleaf, a podcast with an undercover cop, wire recordings, bunch of stuff. Adam's just got in. Pasco's here.
Thanks so much for having me, guys. This is such an honour.
I'm dimming these lights. This is unacceptable. They're not on a dimmer. Nothing makes sense.
Sarah P, what's cracking?
Just excited to be here. I heard you discuss Max from time to time.
What?
The dog.
Tortoise?
Oh, sometimes, sure. He came up on the last episode, briefly.
I'm Max's number one fan. I like animals in general, especially talented ones. I used to be a Serpico stan, but Max, he just seems way more genuine. Like, yeah, he's a hero, but he's not in it for the glory. With Serpico, it was all about him. And I know that's bad to say, but fame can go to an animal's head sometimes. Do you know, like Eddie from Frasier or the MGM lion?
Yeah, I remember it being a tricky time for Sita. Two clients vying for the nation's affection. One of them a former pet, the other a hard-shelled diva.
Are you talking about you and Evelyn?
Will Max be visiting the studio today? Yeah, I'd love to meet him. Maybe get a selfie or two. Or three.
We hadn't planned on any studio visits, no, Pasco.
But you could make it happen.
We're a bit worse for wear this morning, mate. Went on a 5-day bender with Joe Lycett.
From the moment he put that horrible gangster in jail, Max became my world. He's all I ever talk about.
Yeah, we're getting that.
I must say, not everyone shared your sentiments, Sarah. The members of what used to be the SW6 gang, for example, they couldn't stand the thought of their former boss rotting in a prison cell. So Huey called a secret meeting, away from the prying eyes of Janet and her SW5 cohorts, to discuss one of the coolest things of all time.
Max.
No, not Max. A jailbreak.
Why would they call a meeting to talk about a turtle?
Tortoise?
Today is a dark day. Lions aren't meant to be caged. That's why whenever someone nabs them, the lion will join forces with a zebra, a hippo and a giraffe to break free and kick ass.
Madagascar.
Breaking in and out of an active prison is going to be more full on than anything we've attempted in the past. Donna, how are we going to do this thing?
Donna's not here. She's gone full time writing for Only Joking, the UK's premier prank show.
The same prank show that got him locked up in the first bloody place.
Ain't you got a plan, Hugh? It's boiling in here.
I'm a drug dealer, Reg, not Darren fucking Blaine. Plan was, Donna trains us to break out the boss. Job's a good un.
Well, Donna's more of a heist expert, though. Maybe we ask that fella instead. What's his name? Broke out of prison, book written about him, did a film.
Andy Dufresne ain't speaking to the likes of us. Besides, a prison break is exactly like a heist, only easier, because the score's a geezer. Like a walking bag of money that can talk and take care of itself.
I'd love a walking bag of money.
Regretted it as soon as I said it.
And me, I'd name it Coinsy.
It'd be like Pinocchio, but made out of cash.
And if it tells a lie, then its money nose gets longer.
Then we get even more money from its money nose. Do you really think Donna can make this happen, Huey?
Christ alive. This is what I'm working with. They think we're making a money boy. I've already let Lawrence down, and we're not even out this airing cupboard yet. He'll never call me his number one guy ever again.
You know, I'll be seeing Donna on set, Huey. I suppose I could ask her for a hand?
Really? You think she'd say yes?
Sure. Leave it with me. Everything's going to be just fine.
Part money, part machine. All money.
Right, elephant in the room.
I love elephants.
Donna's never actually attempted a heist in her life, so I'm essentially doing something pointless here just to boost morale.
I'm confused. Wasn't it your job to put Lawrence in prison?
A better question to ask is, was it Max's job to put Lawrence in prison? And the answer is no. And yet...
I'd choose your next words very carefully if I were you.
Look, in all honesty, I didn't know what to do next. Which is why I popped in on my chief of police to get his take on things.
Well, Clark had called you into the office anyway.
Yeah, he did. Could you go easy on me, Adams? I'm hanging like crazy here.
Pat! Thanks for coming in. Hey, and congrats on Lawrence. Life sentence! You must be pleased to punch by.
Yeah, I mean, it happened in a super lame way, but whoopee, I guess.
Here. I got you a little something. To celebrate closing the case with.
Closing the case? We've only just caught Lawrence, Chief. Janet's just resumed plans for the casino heist. There's a whole gang still at large.
That's how you react to a free Terry's chocolate orange? Tap and unwrap, my friend. You've earned it.
It's a bit small.
Yeah, you got me. It's a Terry's chocolate Satsuma. Oh, and if you could take it to go, that'd be great. Got another meeting any second now.
This better be good, Clark. I was planning on binging Don't Tell the Ring Bearer today.
Don't Tell the Ring Bearer was a reality show where a couple plan their wedding but don't tell the ring bearer until the morning of. The weddings are actually usually very nice and the ring bearer ends up more relaxed because they haven't built everything up in their head for months.
Take a seat, Angela. Got an exciting prospect to run by you.
Like giving me my old job back?
No.
Bye, Clark. Bye, snitch.
See you later.
Hey. Hear me out. We're just talking here. I let you guys talk when you were coming up with ways to fake my death, remember?
I remember that.
Is that the chocolate Satsuma I left in my desk?
A good friend of mine has gone missing. Nish Kumar. He was my bong bro.
And? You're the chief of police. Find the prick.
I'd love to, but it's sort of my fault, and I don't want my squad thinking less of me. I need an outside hand. Someone with the necessary skills and plenty of free time.
I've got plenty of free time.
Buddy, I appreciate your case is closed, but this requires precision, and you're more of an improv man.
Greatest compliment you could pay a comedian.
You're not a comedian, you're a cop. All right, new rule. Only I touch my Newton's cradle from now on.
Aww.
Far as you're concerned, it may as well be called Clark's cradle. Okay? Angela, I'm offering you a way back in here. Pat already found Nish's goodbye note. Two words, clues galore.
Yep, he said he was joining the circus, but I'm not so sure. The guy's extremely lazy and terrified of jugglers.
Fine, I'll have a sniff.
A sniff is all I ask.
Oh, Pat, hasn't the SW6 gang just doubled in size? Weird time to close the case. Unless someone doesn't want to lock his beloved Janet away for good.
Hey! I brought you in here to extend an olive branch, Angela. Why do I feel like I just got olive stones spat back in my face?
Maybe because I don't like olives, Chief.
When's Max going to be in this?
My case just got closed, Pasco. Don't you care how I filled the days from then on?
He carried on filming his Frankly Immoral TV prank show.
The Frankly Immoral TV prank show that Max is on?
You don't quit the hit. The show was going great guns, and all the key players were killing it.
Like Max.
Holy hell, how old are you? Yeah, like Max. God, Bennett.
How's it hanging, only jokers? We're outside Milton Jones's bungalow mansion, ready to drop an entire dump truck's worth of rhino shit down his freaking chimney.
And if he tries to run out the front door, Max the Wonder Tortoise is in prime position to trip him up and bring him down.
Bums away, Milty!
Okay, Wonder Tortoise in position and cue shit.
Wonder Tortoise? Oh, sausages! I'm winded! I landed on my ribs! I'm winded!
Shh! Keep rolling in case he injures himself further. Get a shot of Max celebrating.
Dynamite work, Sita!
Ratings are better than ever, and we haven't been sued for almost 24 hours.
All thanks to my number one host knocking all her lines out the park.
Only because those lines were written perfect in the first place, am I wrong?
You are not wrong, Nana. You're the hidden camera format's Aaron Sorkin.
Hey, Pat, who do we remind you of? Three fearless women crushing the tainment biz and taking names?
Destiny's Child?
How dare you? We're not children, Pat. Interesting how you feel the need to infantilize us now we're successful.
Yeah, we're more like a band, a three-piece band.
And one of them's Beyonce.
You are right to assume she was pointing at herself.
Sita, the photographer from the New York Times is here to do the photo shoot with Max.
Did they agree to the headline, Tortoise single-handedly defeats drug gang?
F you?
Yeah, they said they didn't have a problem with it because it's objectively true.
Serpico, I'm dealing with Max stuff. I thought I told you to go viral again. I'll be back in five, people. Keep tormenting Milton Jones in my absence.
What a woman. You know she represents a bobcat now? His name is Duncan. He's a human statue, only not human. Bobcat statue, I guess. He's very good.
Yeah. Huey's breaking Lawrence out of prison. Wanna help?
Sprangles, helping people ain't my scene. I'm naturally fiendish, and I'm finally getting bread for it without the ever-present threat of incarceration. The suckiest of all ever-present threats.
What about the ever-present threat of abandonment and no friends?
I'm also tight with my work buds. Evelyn and I demolished a line dance class last week, and I got crowned the most rootinous tootinous of the new recruitness. Now stand on your mark and tell the nation about the ayahuasca we put in Milton Jones's cocoa.
Serpico. Don't even look at my gold leaf kumquats. They are resting on a plinth in a quartz martini glass facing south-southeast for a reason. Oh, Duncan. I genuinely thought you were a statue of a bobcat for a second there.
Elsewhere, Angela soon began her search for Nish. Now, even though I wasn't there, we are able to share this with you. I'll allow our resident audio expert to explain.
Angela kept a log on her dictaphone, so I'm going to play that.
I've got that New York Times cover framed in my house. They put Max in a turtleneck. Maybe as a joke, but he looks iconic.
Yeah, good for you, Pasco. Adams, have you got the dictaphone audio queued up, mate?
I need to wash my hands. I've got burger grease all over them.
Max and I have the same favourite colour. Green.
Is this quail grease?
Yeah, I went to McDonald's.
Max likes it because it's the colour of lettuce, obviously. I like it because it's the colour of Max.
Right. Mm. Angela used all of her cunning and quickly tracked down a nearby travelling circus.
Some people say Max is grey, but I hate those people and I hope they perish.
She waited for showtime, then peered through the flap of the big top to see what she could see.
He's the colour of 1,000 Colombian emeralds.
Right, Adams, you've got to hurry up, mate.
Quail grease repels water. I'll just try and work with my elbows.
For all your audio needs.
Hey, my bad.
That is a sick jingle, Adam, seriously.
Here we go.
The time is 2037 hours. I'm outside Alfonso's big top, having a peep, scanning the few faces in the crowd. None of them are Nishant Kumar. Tightrope walker, just finished. Little bit wobbly, but managed it. Ringmaster taking the stage.
An act like that is all about balance.
Shit joke.
Next, we have a death-defying performer, the likes of which you've never seen. Prepare yourselves for the left-wing political views of Nish Kumar.
Bingo.
Oh, thanks, guys. My name's Nish Kumar, and I'm a British-Asian circus performer. And it's a good time to be a British-Asian circus performer right now. There's nothing I can't do that a white circus performer can. I really believe that.
Stop stealing Evelyn Mock's material.
Because I have the face of Downton Abbey, but the voice of Homeland. Oh, I got them the wrong way round.
He's dying on his feet.
Oh, screw this. Would anyone like to see some of the newer skills I've been honing? I'm talking some real circus skills. Nish du soleil. Yeah. How about a little escapology?
Kumar has pulled out a bunch of locks and chains. He appears to have gone full circus.
You know, I first came here to this here big top looking for a friend. We used to be bong bros. We spent every waking second by each other's sides. Then One morning, I woke up and he had vanished into thin air. I was convinced he'd be here at Alfonso's, but when he was nowhere to be seen, I was overcome with a burning desire. Because I too wanted to break free, just like he did that fateful day. I wanted to escape and have everyone ask why or how. So I practiced from noon till night, thinking only of my bong bro, until one day I too was finally free.
He did it. He bloody did it. His shoulder is clearly out of his socket, but still, we found our man. I'm phoning Springleaf.
Hey, Angela, I'm still outside Milton Jones's bungalow mansion. Can you believe the guy's got 97 garden gnomes? He's arranged some of them to look like they're playing Mock the Week. Guess how many are wearing Hawaiian shirts?
Kumar's alive. I'll talk to the prick later tonight and have him home in time for Strictly. On iPlayer, not live.
Oh, hallelujah. What did Clark say?
I rang you first. I need advice on how to bring him back.
Oh, drugs. He likes drugs.
Then I'll flog him some soft mints, pass them off as jumbo pills. Maybe I'll leave a trail all the way back to his house. Hansel and Gretel the prick.
Angela, do you think Clark will really let you back in the force? It feels like he doesn't like us for getting him shot in the chest.
I don't care if he lets me back in. I did this because it's who I am. They can stop me being a cop, but they can't stop me copping. Ooh, I'm going to get some candy floss and a portion of Dinky Donuts.
Angela's words have given me a lot to think about. The SW6 gang needed Donna, but Donna was having way too much fun at Only Joking. So it was up to old Springleaf to cause a little trouble in paradise.
Hey, Sabah, go hello, boy. Want to try one of Evelyn's gold leaf kumquats? My treat.
Listen, buddy, I know we haven't spoken in a while, and I know that's mostly on me.
Yeah, well, look, I loved being your owner, but when you became Sita's main client, we stopped hanging out.
Yeah, I guess you can relate, since you've been usurped by Max now. He's a real piece of work, isn't he?
Yeah, like strutting round the set, giving it the big I am.
Well, hey, you said it, buddy, not me.
Hey, I think there's a way we can help each other out. What do you say? Should we join forces once more for old time's sake?
Yeah, I miss you too, Sabaco.
Oh, I forgot I joined in with the howling.
Scheming behind Max's back, with Serpico of all people.
Call your jets, Pascoe. We're sabotaging the show, not Max.
Max is the show, mudbrains.
She's right. People only watch it for the lizard.
Say lizard one more time.
I feel like we're missing the point here. This was the first time I decided to do something on my own terms and not worry about upsetting anyone else.
What are you on about? Every wire recording we've got is of you upsetting someone without being remotely worried.
In case I've not made myself clear, I am Team Max. And if any harm befalls that beautiful Testadine, I will burn this podcast to the ground and build a reptile sanctuary on the ashes.
Heavens to Betsy. Maybe it's just the hangover talking, but I suddenly feel incredibly guilty.
Pat, have a Barocca and make it a double.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Cool jingle, Adams.
Here we go. Angela's Dictaphone, part two.
Tonight's performance has come to an end. The stars of the show appear to be congregating around a campfire. I am now approaching Kumar and will attempt to engage him in conversation.
Hey, it's the escapologist. Mind if I park my keister on this upturned industrial tub of mayonnaise?
It's a free country, or is it? You'll have to watch my stand-up to find out.
Cool. Care for some drugs? They're in my car, which is back in central London.
In your car? Hey, Nish, where's your car, dude?
Not now, Marcus. Thanks for the offer, kind stranger. But since joining Alfonso's, old Kumar's drug-free.
Damn it! I forgot circuses are excellent places to get clean. Name's Angela Chiefly. We've actually met before.
Oh, yeah. Didn't you used to work as a runner for Tom Allen? I asked you for some Rizzler and you gobbed on my jacket.
Apologies. I was trying to get initiated into a gang. I'm pals with James Acaster and Clark Burbridge. I believe Clark was your bong bro.
Was my bong bro, more like?
I said was.
I'd started to believe that letter was full of dirty, stinking lies. Or at very best, extreme typos that drastically changed the content of the letter.
A lot of what Clark told you was lies, Nish. You deserve the truth, but first, you need to come home. This fire's boiling. Are you not boiling?
Look around you, sister. I am home. My fellow circus folk would never abandon me or taser me without respite for an entire week. They'd never fire me from their writer's room just because my pranks are objectively unusable. They did once fire me out of a cannon, but that was consensual and I loved it.
I think this mayo's starting to cook in the tub. It stinks.
The place you're talking about? The old world? Ah, there's nothing for me back there. Only pain. And banjo, cos...
Ah! Oh, my God!
Sorry. That juggler got way too close. Ah! Right out of nowhere. Holy crap.
He didn't look like he was juggling.
Jugglers aren't always juggling. That's what makes them so scary. Sorry. Ugh. Okay, you're about to tell me the truth.
Okay, listen up. We're down to the final prank of this shoot. It's the dead of night and Milton Jones is about to get the fright of his whimsical life. This could be the best prank of the entire series. And it came from the once-in-a-generation brain of Donna Script.
Oh, much appreciated, Sita. Thank you. But what is the written word without some virtuosic performers? I want to shout out Evelyn, who's under 3 layers of prosthetics right now, and Max the Wonder Tortoise, who's under 9 layers of prosthetics right now, 10 including his show.
Thank you, Donna. What you are all about to see is pranking of the highest order. Providing James doesn't fuck up his first solo intro. But I know that won't happen because he's being directed by the best of the best, the cream of the crop. The one, the only, Sita!
Thank you, Evelyn. This could be the best prank of the entire series, and it came from the once-in-a-generation brain of Donna Script.
Jones's bathroom light's on. We need to move now.
Thank you, honey butter sugar cheeks. Focus, everybody. Camera's rolling, and James, try your best.
What's up, Bully Jokers? It's time for Jones's last waltz. He's up for his midnight slash, so we thought we'd give him a serious case of the willies.
Terrible, but whatever. Declan, throw the rock.
Special delivery for Mr. Jones!
What the bleep? Oh, sausages! Who threw a rock through my lovely bungalow mansion bay window?
Cue Evelyn.
Oh, Milton! I'm a zombie!
Crossed with an alien serial killer! And I got a taste for one-liner Christian comedians.
I knew this day would come.
What? Why is Serpico on set? People, talk to me.
What's that, boy? All is not as it seems. I'm on a prank show and the zombie alien serial killer is comedian Evelyn Mock.
Oh, shit. How did we not know Jones can speak Yorkie Poo?
And there's also a tortoise hiding in my petunias disguised as a dragon slash sumo wrestler. Well, nice try, you amateurs. I'm not falling for any of this nonsense. And you know what? You should be blooming ashamed of yourselves, because if you knew the week I've had, you wouldn't be pranking Milton Jones tonight. If there's one week I'd never dream of mocking, it's this one. I've been the victim of serial misfortune. A living room's worth of rhinoceros manure dumped down my chimney, a cactus somehow disguised as my toothbrush, a toothbrush somehow disguised as my wife, which I kissed for ages, an anti-gravity room where my kitchen used to be, not to mention the countless text scams I've fallen for, leaving me penniless. Shame on you. I'm going to bed. And by bed, I mean the floor of my landing, since a bobcat has taken up residency in my sleeping chambers. Thank you, Serpico.
Son of a bitch! I was in makeup for 12 hours, you mangy mutt! That better not be goddamn kumquats on your breath!
Evelyn, no one gives a flying fuck into a rolling donut about your gold leaf kumquats. Leave Serpico alone.
He knocked us out to Milton Jones! Why is this tattletale even on set?
I had him on standby, just in case.
Just in case I fucked up?
Just in case we had to rewrite some scenes to include a dog, since Donna can only write for tortoises or dragons.
Oh, I'm sorry. Is a bobcat a tortoise or a dragon? Is a sumo wrestler a tortoise or a dragon?
Don't even. Max had his mouth rigged up to a flamethrower for nothing, thanks to your lazy writing.
Sita's right. I'm sick of spinning your one-note scripts into gold! My first name ain't Rumple, and my surname sure as hell ain't Stiltskin.
You two-faced dickwads! If this is show business, then you can take your lowbrow, broad-humored, piece-of-crap show and shove it up Declan's clammy little tuchus, because I'm out of here.
Why my clammy little tuchus?
Saddle up, Pat. Let's mosey on back to the HQ and have these shysters eat our dust.
You're finished in this town, Donna Script. Finished!
The show asked for her full name, so Donna went with Donna Script. It was her second choice after Donna bit her writing.
It was you! The beginning of the end for Only Joking, the papers called it. Reading that headline was the darkest moment of my life. I will never forgive you for this, Springleaf, you conniving old shithead.
Oh, now who could that be? Come on in. Pasco, before you head off, someone's here you might like to meet.
Some smelly old man?
What? No, that's Andy. He's an animal handler. Look, he's at his feet, Pasco.
Max! Oh, my word, it's really you! Oh, I'm such a big fan. I've watched everything you've ever done. I'm a patron as well. Do you mind if I do an Insta story? I just need to share this with the world. You're exactly as I imagined you. This is so surreal.
I should point out, this is a Max tribute act. I hope that's okay.
Of course it is. I can't tell the difference.
How much did that set you back?
Oh, loads, Adams. But I couldn't have her leave here hating me. That felt wrong for some reason.
You're just hungover, Pat. You've got anxiety.
Is that what people call it? I love that. Hangxiety. I get hangxiety a lot, I think, even when I haven't been drinking.
And this is my third Max tattoo. It's you as Ben Affleck in Armageddon. You'd have been so good in that film.
For the millionth time, this isn't the real Max. His name is Luke.
I could stay awake just to see you pranking.
I call this secret meeting of the SW6 gang to order. We'll try and make it quick, as it's freezing in here.
Reg, stop punching pork ribs. Huey's talking.
Sorry, mate.
Donna, I know you haven't known Lawrence as long as the rest of us, but what do you say? Will you help us free Laurie?
Hubert, the soulless bowels of the tainment industry have taught me one precious lesson. Selfishness only breeds misery. I can't keep living in solitude. I gotta run with the pack. So we're gonna break Lawrenson out of jail. Oh, yes, we are. And we're still gonna rob that bonerific casino you all love so much. But here be the twist. I've concocted a way of licking both lobsters on the same damn night.
Donna, are you saying what I think you're saying?
It's Prison Heist Casino break time, baby.
Springleaf was written by and starred James Acaster. It featured the voices of Chloe Petz,
Chris Day,
Evelyn Mock, Freya Parker, Jason Forbes, Kath Hughes, Kima Bob, Milton Jones, Nathaniel Metcalf, Nish Kumar, Pat Cahill, Phil Dunning, Phil Wang, Sharon D. Clark, and Sindhu V. And our studio guest was Sarah Pascoe. Extra jokes were by Celia A.B., Jen Ives, Ken Cheng, Matthew Crosby, Rose Johnson, and Tucson Douglas. Massive thanks to everyone who backed the Kickstarter, including executive producers Brian F. Otting, Heather Peteroy, Janine Giswaldo, Mel Stacey, and Stephen Bailey. And also to Acast for having us as part of the Acast Creator Network. Original music is by Namdi, and sound design is by Charlie Brandon King. The assistant producers were Katie Sayer and Michaela Carmichael. The producer was Lindsay Fenner, and Springleaf is a Mighty Bunny production.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.